Firsts are nothing new for Iolani School. The school believes it was the first to switch to online learning during the pandemic, and it was the first to deal with a positive COVID case on campus when it did start to come back. That experience has forced a rigor that now is to include COVID testing on site. And it's trying something else new. It's expanding its summer boarding program to the general public. The camp is normally offered to international or mainland students. We talked to the head of school, Tim Cottrell, about the changes to its program.
You know, we've had nearly the full school year on campus, really safely, no on-campus COVID transmission. And we've had our boarding program in session for that whole time as well. So we've got a good amount of time under our belt in terms of running these kinds of programs on campus, but there's still a lot of complications with young people traveling, right? Both sometimes in terms of visas these days or travel restrictions. So as we thought about it for this year, what we thought was, why don't we open it up and bring more of a focus for in-state students, knowing that the school year has been kind of up and down for a lot of young people, right? You know, they may be looking at next school year and thinking, or their parents may be thinking, am I, you know, at grade level looking to move into the next year? Has my child lost a lot of social opportunities, places for social and emotional growth that they would have normally experienced? Things that we might normally look at during the summer, different camp experiences and things like that, are not as available as they used to be. So taking that all together, we took a look and thought, you know, it might be interesting to put together a program where we focus on in-state kids and try to address those needs coming out of this school year.
Yeah, I mean, we don't hear usually a lot about, you know, extensive overnight camps, summer camps. You know, that's a big thing, I know, on the East Coast. And I know they've had their challenges, you know, with COVID. But the places that have offered it seem to have managed, from what I've seen.
Yeah, it's manageable. Of course, you have a lot of safety protocols. You know, so with our boarding program, we've managed it because the students are kind of broken up in little family clusters. When they're outside of that cohort, they're wearing full PPE, right? And so there's a lot of management that goes into it in terms of the residential life side. But I think, like other boarding programs, you know, we've been able to do that successfully, and so we want to apply that to the summer.
You know, I know as I was sitting at a stoplight this morning on my way to work, I saw a couple of kids walking over to Iolani, and they had their masks on and their visors in hand. Because you have visors for all the kids.
Yeah. You know, back when this all started and everybody went online, some of the folks in our Sullivan Center for Innovation and Leadership started making face shields, right? And it's sort of over the progression of months, making them and donating them to the community, we got better and better and better at it. And there was actually a version we made that was used in surgical theaters, right? It was far enough away from the face so that you could wear surgical loops. And when we were considering coming back on campus, one of the big stumbling blocks is, how do you bring kids together and have them eat, right? Because that's a time when, of course, the face mask is going to be off and it's a lot of people on campus. And that's where the idea of, oh, well, we'll have them wear these face shields. So at that point, I think we donated about 17,000 to the community. So we were in full production. We were able to make all these face shields for our community, a number of multiples over. We donated them to some other partner schools that we worked with as well. We make them all the way down to little teeny versions for five-year-olds, you know, so for our kindergartners, all the way up to adult versions. So it's worked really well, you know. And so on our campus, any students in any interior space are always wearing the two things, both a face mask and a face shield.
Right, so that's going to be standard during the summer session.
That's correct. When they're outside, they can pull their face mask down, right, and just wear their face shield, so it kind of gives them a break, right, from wearing the face mask all day long. And we installed more than 10 kind of large circus scope kind of tents on our campus, so we also made this move where our students are outside much more than they normally would be during the school year.
For classes?
Yes, for
under
classes
the tents?
And for all their frees, any study hall, any free, they would be outside. For lunch, they're outside. So we wanted to take advantage of kind of the safety, the increased safety in terms of transmission of being outside.
So what age will you be looking for as far as the summer camp?
For summer camp, it's sixth graders, rising sixth graders to rising 10th graders, which is roughly maybe 11 to 16 years old.
Usually during the summer, Iolani offers a number of SAT, ACT prep classes. And, you know, many colleges, they've dropped that requirement. But, I mean, would the students at that camp be able to take things like that?
Absolutely. So the tuition for the summer program covers classes, sports, activities, events, meals, accommodations, excursions. So again, it's this kind of pseudo EduCamp, right, where they'll be able to select from our summer course catalog and take what they want to take. But then once the day rolls on, it moves much more into a kind of camp experience for the kids.
And talk about how you'll be adding, I guess, testing on campus.
Yeah, so we just got through this. We got our CLIA waiver that allows us to do testing on our campus. And yesterday, we received three pallets that had 20,000 of the Abbott Lab antigen tests. That'll enable us to integrate that into operations, right? So yeah, that'll be used in the summer program. But for us now on campus, I think this weekend we're having our first kind of scrimmages with some other schools, and we're able to do that because we can use a testing protocol, right? Every student who's participating will get tested prior, right, and tested after, so that we can, you know, keep much closer track of any possible transmission that would happen.
So do you know, are you like the first private school to offer this on-site testing?
We're not. Kamehameha was out ahead of everybody on this, and they do it scientifically to a more rigorous degree than we do. So we're using the Abbott antigen test. Kamehameha has been implementing the actual PCR test.
It sounds like things are lining up. You're adding the testing component.
Yeah.
You know, you've been able to manage thus far with the kids on campus. They're distancing. They're wearing the extra protective gear.
Yeah, and you know, the other part is, you know, some of it is, it's not always all that complicated. The basis of our safety protocol is really the PPE. You know, don't let breaths get into the air and don't breathe in somebody else's breath. And then our students wash or sanitize their hands every time they go in or out any room, right? So there's a lot of hand sanitation that goes on. And then the other things are on top of that, the social distancing, cohorting, all of those other strategies as well. But it has worked well. You know, it's teenagers and young people, children are amazing in terms of their willingness to do these things. You know, I think the trade-off is just, if I can get back into the social milieu that is so important to me, it's fine. I'll wear a mask, I'll wear a face shield, I'll do all of those things if I can be around my friends. So they've shown us that they're very motivated to stick to the guidelines that we've trained them on.
Do you think you're going to attract more of the private school students or public school? Well, you know, because I know cost is an issue for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it's you know, it's in the ballpark of the kinds of summer experiences kids would go to, right? And for anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. I don't know. You know, there is very limited capacity. We can only support 112 students in our dorm. You know, we also know that even though it's not focused on students from the mainland or internationally, there are students from those locations that are signing up for the summer. We hope to get, you know, a nice cross-section of kids from all the different, you know, kind of demographics, location, and different schools. I think there is, in many different instances, the common theme of kind of an up-and-down year, right? And wanting to make sure when a student gets ready and goes back to school, they're on grade level, and some of the social deficits that have happened this year for kids would be addressed.
When will the camp run, and when do people have to sign up by?
We'll be opening up sign-ups. I think we're just moving out of the period of where our faculty and staff sign up for a summer program, so it's going to be open soon. It runs from June 13th all the way through July 31st for different kinds of sessions. The full six-week session is June 13th to July 24th. The sessions run anywhere from $2,500 to $11,000.
Anything else you think we need to know?
If I can have a few more seconds, there's another fun thing that we're about to launch as well, along the same theme of an up-and-down year for so many students. This summer, for the first time, and probably the only time, we're going to offer all of our newly enrolled students coming in at kindergarten 6, 7, 8, and 9 free summer preparation courses. So whereas, you know, we always have a course catalog of summer prep programs, you know, essentially getting ready for ninth grade in English or getting ready for ninth grade in math. But what our board has decided is that this year we will make those available for free to our newly enrolled students to make sure that as they're looking at coming into Iolani, they'll, you know, be on really good footing when they enter the school year.
That was a conversation we had last week with Tim Cottrell, head of school for Iolani. For links to the summer camp program, head to our website.